Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week we hear from Christopher Hawthorne, the former longtime LA Times architecture critic. Today, he's Los Angeles' chief design officer, and he holds forth on a disastrous downtown bike lane blunder on the city's Spring Street.
We're sitting here in the LA Theater Center, which is on Spring Street in downtown Los Angeles in the historic core, and there is a story about this stretch of Spring Street that is really emblematic of our attempts and sometimes our struggles to welcome a kind of new urban design paradigm for what I've described as the third Los Angeles, which is following the first LA of the early decades of the 20th century and then the second Los Angeles, the post-war city that produced all the tropes and stereotypes that we're all familiar with. And so this emerging city I've described as the third LA, a city that's trying to invest more heavily, is investing quite dramatically, in fact, in expanding the transit network, trying to get people out of their cars, trying to build more multifamily housing. And the challenges in building that city played out most dramatically and I think most hilariously of all in this stretch of Spring Street right out here. So we put in a bike lane about a decade ago. This is when I was still the architecture critic at the LA Times. And it was painted, as those bike lanes were in those days, a very bright shade of green. And pretty soon after it was installed, the city began to get complaints from production companies, companies that make commercials in particular, but also some film and TV production houses who use downtown as a backdrop. And they were complaining about the bike lane for two reasons. One is that this part of downtown has a kind of generic quality and is often used, particularly in car commercials, but also in film and TV programs, to stand in for any number of other American cities or to stand in just for an American city, a kind of generic urban backdrop. And so to have a bike lane identified it as Los Angeles in a way that sort of upended that strategy. And then second, that the particular shade of green was very hard to scrub out in post-production. And so a negotiation ensued, a different shade of green was found, and the problem was sort of solved. But then when it was repainted several months later, after it had faded a bit, some of the problems came up again. To a large extent, Hollywood has relied on downtown as being placeless. And if part of what we're doing in this third Los Angeles is reestablishing a connection to place, particularly at the local level or the level of the bike lane or the sidewalk, there is sometimes a challenge between that kind of urbanism and the kind of urban backdrop that Hollywood has relied on. So, you know, there are debates about bike lanes in every American city, but this particular debate is of a type that could only have played out in Los Angeles.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Josh Fennett for this report. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.